Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me to talk about that is the play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, Jim Paschke, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, I appreciate you making time. Great to have you on the program. I guess I want to start off with Coach Budenholzer and the effect that he's had on this team. Can you put into words the effect that he's had in taking this team to the level that it's achieved this year?
Well, Sean, I'll go back to day one of training camp. Coach Budenholzer put in a very simple system on both ends of the floor, and the Bucks took to it immediately. And then, of course, as the season went on, he builds on that. It gets more complex. And he has a great feel for players. He has a great sensibility for players. They've responded extremely well to him. And this is a group that likes each other. This team gets along. So it's really been a phenomenal situation to watch in terms of chemistry and how all of that has been put together. It's worked very smoothly so far.
Yeah, it's 60-22 on the season, Jim. And I guess, I mean, take us inside up there in Milwaukee. Coming into the season, I think everybody knew about Giannis, and there's some good pieces on that team. It's been a playoff team. But 60 wins, and now I think a team that could very well beat Golden State in the NBA Finals. At what point during the season did folks like you who cover and follow the team begin to feel like you might have a really, really special team on your hands?
I think it was probably 5, maybe 6 weeks at the most into the season when I probably said on the air, this feels like something special could happen this year. So we recognized it, and then, of course, it kept building. But going into the season, I think people were thinking 45 to 50 victories somewhere in that window, and they were able to add 10 more to that and surprised a lot of folks. But they have been very consistent. When you think that they might take a step back, as we've seen in past years, they did not. So it's been very impressive, and it keeps rolling. It's almost one of those situations where you're afraid to talk about it because you might jinx what's happening. We're not used to seeing this type of consistency, but it's been wonderful to watch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jim Paschke, who is the play-by-play voice on television for the Milwaukee Bucks, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, I'm in Houston, so obviously we're disappointed with how the season ended on Friday. But where I wanted to go with this is the Rockets. Eric Gordon is a player on the Rockets where, yeah, James Harden and Chris Paul are their two best players. But when Eric Gordon goes out and gets 25 points or 30 points, they always win. When Eric Gordon has bad games, they seem to always lose. It's sort of a barometer player, an X-factor player for them. Who is the Eric Gordon of the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, obviously, Giannis is the biggest barometer. But to your question, it can be anybody. In the playoffs, it has been George Hill. It has been Pat Connaughton. The Bucks are so deep, Sean, that it can be anybody on a given night. The big three, if you will, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Eric Bledsoe are the drivers of this team, but the bench has been fantastic. Brooke Lopez has had big games. Ersan Ilyasova will come up at the right times. He had 9 straight points in a game to give the Bucks an edge in a particular game in Detroit in the playoffs. So it could be anybody, and we've seen that. It's been quite impressive what they've gotten from their bench.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Do you have an opponent preference, or does do the Bucks, do you think, have an opponent preference coming out of tonight's Game 7 in Toronto, or is it pretty much just, hey, whichever one is there, throw the ball up and let's roll it out?
I think the Bucks are approaching it on the basis of whatever happens, they can handle it. They feel like they're equipped to compete in both cases. They've beaten both teams. They beat everybody in the East. They won every series in the East. So I think they're confident in that regard. In terms of matchups, it would be difficult for me to say what they were thinking. Mm-hmm. I hear Philadelphia, you know, here and there, but Toronto would be a decent matchup in my mind, too. So we'll just have to wait and see. I'll be watching intently tonight to find out who the opponent will be on Wednesday in Game 1.
Is Giannis Antetokounmpo the MVP of the league this year?
In my mind, he is. I try not to be biased, even though I see him every night. I believe so. And I don't go with the simplistic approach of best player on the best team.
Yeah.
What he does on both ends of the floor is what separates him for me. There are great players offensively. There are great players defensively. He's pretty darn good on both ends. So that's what would have me vote for him if I still had that vote.
Can the Bucks be a team, Jim? And I'm talking to Jim Paschke, who is the play-by-play voice for the Bucks television broadcasts up in Milwaukee, here on CBS Sports Radio. We had a caller call in the previous segment asking, "Well, if the Bucks lose in the finals, could they look at doing some retooling this year?" And I don't know what their cap situation is. They got a pretty nice thing going already, and there's no shame in losing to Golden State if that's who they lose to in the NBA Finals. Do you think with Giannis there now, Milwaukee can be a place where other star players want to come possibly play with a rising young star like him?
I think with Giannis and some of the other pieces and this coaching staff, Milwaukee is certainly a place where players will look to come, given what's going on here. And we don't know what's going to happen in the East. We don't know what will happen to Toronto. We don't know what will happen to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. All of these teams could change. The Bucks could change. We don't know what they will look like next year. So that's a difficult question to answer. But I think the Bucks have this in a position where they have cap room, they can do things. They've been very astute with the money and with their acquisitions. So they're in a pretty good place in terms of keeping players, competent players around Giannis.
Aside from Giannis, Jim, what is in your mind, the biggest, I'll say, like, superhero power for this team? Like, what is the thing that differentiates the Milwaukee Bucks from the rest of the teams that are still playing at this juncture in the postseason?
I think this season, based on what I've read about and seen and heard about on other teams, it has been their great chemistry. I think we've seen chemistry breakdowns across the league, at least that's what we're told and what we hear, and that has not happened in Milwaukee. So I would say their superpower is camaraderie this year.
Yeah, good team chemistry, no doubt about that. Jim Paschke, play-by-play voice for the Milwaukee Bucks, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. It's a pretty fun time up in Wisconsin right now, isn't it?
Well, it always is when the Bucks get into the playoffs, and no matter which Wisconsin team does well, the fans here are the best, and they come out and have a great time with it. They support their teams. Every ticket is gone, and obviously this is the best time we've had since 2001 when the Bucks reached the Eastern Conference Finals against Philadelphia. That went 7 games. They just missed going to the finals. So people here are hoping for the next step, and I think this team has a pretty good chance to give that to them.
It's a really good team, no doubt about it, the Milwaukee Bucks. They will be taking on the winner of tonight's Game 7 between the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers in the Eastern Conference Final. Jim Paschke handles play-by-play duties for their TV broadcasts up there in Milwaukee. Hey, Jim, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday. Go enjoy Game 7 and certainly go enjoy the Eastern Conference Finals and wherever this Bucks season takes you guys. Best of luck.
Thank you, Sean. It's been my pleasure to join you today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.